This is a topic I've discussed many times before, but doggone it, every single time it comes up, I'm going to bring it up. The fan that pays the money for the tickets. The fan that pays the money for the parking. The fan that makes the investment of being in the stands to make a difference for their team. If you're a Penn State fan, an emotional, positive difference. If you're an Eagles fan, the right to boo and drag your team's performance into the mud.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Yes, Matt, your people. We tell it like it is. I don't understand why they're not responding to our boos.
Because they can't handle it. That's why.
Can't handle it? And how many championships do you have? Oh, you don't have hardly any. Okay. You don't think you could have pulled out a game or two with some emotion? You know, yeah, these people hate us. Yeah, I don't want to play for them. All right, good. But my point is that the fan, okay, TV ratings are up and you need TV ratings. You cannot have games where nobody's watching. I got that. But the emotion that comes to the TV set is provided by the emotion in said building. So now, the fan that goes to the game, and I walk through the parking lot, right? And the fans are phenomenal. But they're the ones that make the decision of all the entertainment decisions they can make. They decide on your game. Wow. Number two, after buying the ticket, and they probably had to make a donation to buy the ticket, they then have to get parking, which means they lay out more money again. Now, many are doing it for a football game with the privilege, and this really is only about football, right? Because I'll make another point. Well, in fact, I'll make the point right now. Name the only sport that doesn't have set start times 7 days before the game. What other sport can you think of? I can tell you right. We can tell you the hockey schedule right now. College, pro, all set. College basketball. What times the UMass game start for Penn State basketball? 7, we're on at 6:30. Okay, next Wednesday night, Youngstown State, 8:30 the tip-off, 8 o'clock will be the airtime. You want to see Indiana, January 2nd, got that one too. NBA, got that. NFL, when they flex a game 3 weeks out. Right? It's 3 weeks, isn't it?
It is, and then when it comes to week 17, you still have a week noticed.
Right? I'm saying, okay, which is the only one that does this on a regular basis to its fans? College football. Are you kidding me? So the fan that goes to the game buys the ticket. So they've chosen you. Number two, they buy parking. Again, another big investment. Now when it comes to, all right, let's go, who buys the gas to get to and from said stadium? That same fan. Who buys a hotel probably gets hit with two nights. Same fan. Okay? Or brings an RV up and pays money for RV parking and comes in to do that. And invest the time to be at your event. They also buy food for their tailgates. Beverages for their tailgates from Brewers Outlet, of course. So when it's all said and done, the amount of commitment made by the fan to be in the stadium is phenomenal. The universities in this case, we'll say Penn State, Maryland, and Michigan, have zero to do with what I'm talking about. They want to know like you do. And I said this before they negotiated the last TV contract. I said it the day the TV contract came out. They should put in there no 6-day windows. And they didn't do it. You are fighting more than ever to get the fan into the seat. You're fighting more than ever to get the fan in the seat. The TV contracts pay a lot of money. No getting around it. But these flex 6 days that they put in there are disgusting. A fan should know today what time the kickoff is for next week's game so that the fan can make their appropriate plan around when the kickoff is a week and a half before the game. And don't sit there and say, well, we're just trying to work out. Work out what? I'll go exactly to what I said in the postgame show on Saturday night. And you've heard me use this as a comparison before. On the degree of difficulty and secrecy, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Manhattan Project is 10 plus. The TV time for a kickoff for a football game is less than 1. Get it done. I mean, for goodness sakes. You can't figure out now what the good games are for the weekend? Really? Oh, we're the worldwide leader in sports. Then fine, act like it. Figure it out. Oh, we know more about sports. No, you really don't. I could sit here right now and I can tell you where every game should be right now. And so could you, the fan, and so could Matt. Suit's a little iffy. But, you know, it's 12 days out. You can't tell me what the good games are? Really? Then you're really not that good at your job. If you can't figure out what the good games are 12 days out after having a full body of work of 8 games behind you, you're not good at what you're doing. In fact, you've got to be almost bordering on a complete idiot. Oh, don't say it. That was very harsh. No, I mean it. If you can't tell after 8 games everybody has played which matchups are the best ones to have, you're not good at what you do. Oh, we got to see how everything plays out on Saturday. You got to see how everything plays out on Saturday? Really? Again, this has no effect on me. None. Okay? Our job is to be there, and our ability to be there to do the job, no issue. None. You know, I do basketball with tournaments, and guess what? You know, you play in a tournament, you win, you start at this time, you lose, you start at that time, whatever. I've done games every day from 11:30 at night and 10 a.m. I've done a few 10 a.m. games in my career. Okay? It's a job. You know, it's just what, you know, it's an awesome job. It's a fun job. But, you know, but still a job. So, I mean, I show up to work when I got to show up to work. This has no effect on me. Okay? But, boy, somebody's got to fight for the fan in the stands. And I'll fight for the fan in the stands every single time because they're the biggest difference makers on the planet when it comes to sports. My goodness. Right? You can't just sit there and negotiate a contract and act like an empty suit and go, oh, yeah, whatever you guys need. No. Okay? Fight for your fan in the stands. It doesn't take a genius to look at them and say, by the way, okay, you want our product. Great. We want your money. Great. But here's a caveat. No 6-day windows. We want to know 12 days out before every game so our fans can properly make plans for games. Am I being unfair here?
Not at all.
It's the only sport this happens. What time's this week's Eagles game?
One.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you do every kickoff time in May. I'm not saying that. But once you get into the season and you start to flow kickoff times, it's got to be done 12 days ahead. How difficult is that to put in a TV contract? It's not, unless you care or thought about it, and I don't think they thought about it. Well, oh yeah, whatever you need. Whatever you need? No, it's not whatever you need. Okay? Our fans who are paying a ton of the freight also have needs, too. You gotta fight for these people. You gotta fight for them. Right? This new TV contract's coming up, and we're fighting for all sorts of stuff. All right? Well, guess what? I respect anything you're fighting for, but guess what? When it comes to the TV contract, A, you should be negotiating it right now, and B, you should have that in as one of your clauses. It's just my thought.